焦点还是在武汉新型冠状病毒的疫情发展。
The whole world focus is still on the coronavirus, especially in Wuhan of China.
那封城之后，全国全力对抗病毒。
After they close the city, and the whole world is striving to fight over this coronavirus.
我们看见中国也很厉害，十天之内可以赶造两座医院。
We can see how great China is because they, this country can build two hospitals in within 10 days.
全国各地派出医疗队伍进来武汉支援。
The whole country of China, they send out the medical team expert to come to help.
全世界各地的医疗团队、研究团体也陆续加紧脚步来研究对抗疫的病毒的疫苗或是治疗方案。
So many medical teams and the medical team and personnel from all over the world came over to China to help to find a way, medical plan, a treatment plan, and as well as the vaccine to fight over this coronavirus. 当我们
也发现，就算全国上下勤心努力，隔离也好，消毒也好，病毒的蔓延情况却越来越糟糕。
But things are still going on. The spreading of coronavirus is still getting worse and worse, even though they're trying to resolve this issue.
每天新确诊的及死亡的这个人数不断的攀升。
The death toll is increasing, as well as the number of cases.
造成人心的恐慌，物资的缺乏，社会的混乱。不但民怨四起，经济损失也难以估算。
So you can see the economy decline, as well as the a lot economy decline and the chaos in the community, as well as the many groaning voices from the community.
眼前最重要的任务就是排除种种的困难来对抗病毒。
So now is how to overcome this problems to how to overcome this.
所以我们只能祈求神怜悯中国，在管教之后能够重新给予机会，使他们早日克服困难，脱离灾难。
So we just pray that God have mercy on this country, give them the wisdom to come up with a plan and to resolve this issue and finally overcome this coronavirus.
你知道在2500多年前的以色列民族也是因为神的怜悯，在受管教之后，神重新该再给机会。
Do you know that the same thing happened in our today's scripture 2,000 years ago? The people of Israel, they also faced the same problem, but God gave them another opportunity how to overcome this problem and come back to the normal.
所以这些被掳的犹太人呢，在主前536年左右呢，由所罗巴伯和约书亚带领第一批犹太人回归故土，重建圣殿。
So 536 years before Christ, and then Zerubbabel and also, as well as Joshua, they brought this people of Israel back from the Babylon to Jerusalem.
尽管建殿这个圣殿重建的工程困难重重，不过最后百姓还是排除困难，终于在主前515年建殿完成。
Even though these people of Israel, they're back from the Babylon and they start rebuilding this temple of Jerusalem, they encounter different problems, but finally they overcome this problem and get the task accomplished.
可惜之后呢，圣殿不停地遭到敌人的破坏，城墙也逼在被敌人拆毁，直到主前445年。
So from the 515 to 445 years, even though they rebuilt the temple of Jerusalem as well as the walled city of Jerusalem, but they keep facing the problems and trouble from the outsiders and troubles. But finally, they overcome it.
好，到了主前445年的时候，由尼西米就率领了一小部分的犹太人回国，干什么呢？就在当地协助犹太人重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
So on the year of 445, the Nehemiah brought the king of Israelite to come back to rebuild the temple of Jerusalem.
那就是我们刚刚所读的经文。他们刚开始建造的时候也是困难重重，不过他们借着祷告啊，总算最后化险为夷。
Just as what we read in the scripture, they face different troubles.But at the end, they accomplished the task that God gave them.
到了尼希米记第四章，他们又再次力求排除困难，众百姓同心合意，全力以赴，眼看总要几乎要完成目标了。
So when it came to the chapter 4, they start rebuilding this temple of Jerusalem. They almost came to the finish and the end task, but they encountered another problem.
就是我们刚所读的四章六节，那里讲说，这样我们修造城墙都联络高至一半，因为百姓专心做工。
Yeah, at that time, the people of Israel, they concentrate to do the work, but something just come up.
然而故事发展下去，接下来有另外一波的困难来了。
Okay, another surge of the problems came around.
而且这个困难让他们几乎要放弃了。
They almost want to give up.
后来城墙在52天之后还是修建完成了。
But the amazing thing is after 52 days, they overcome the problem. And then
记载在第六章十五节。
Is recorded in this passage.
那我想我们一定会有兴趣知道，到底是再大的困难，有什么可以使他们在重建城墙的过程当中几乎放弃了？又到底什么原因使他们可以克服困难来完成使命呢
？So this is something that we can learn from this passage. How they overcome the problems when they almost come to the end, but when they face a problem, how they overcome this and finally get this accomplished.
我相信这些都可以成为我们今天的帮助。
I think all this lesson can be learned today.
因为我们教会同样也在修建属灵的城墙。
Because our church also at the same time building this spiritual wall.
而修建的过程同样也会遭遇各种的困难，都需要我们一一去排除。
So in the process of rebuilding this spiritual wall, we'll also face the same problem as these people Israel facing.
因此我们要从刚刚所读的经文当中一起来寻找认识这困难的原因，并且明白这对我们的意义。
So we need to find what is the source of problem from today's passage and how much this means to us.
好，第一个部分是我们要认识困难的来源。
The first thing we need to identify what's the sources of difficulties.
让我们再一次读第八到第十节。
Okay, we read verse 8 to 10 again.
预备，请。
They plot together to come and fight against Jerusalem and sell trouble against it.
然而我们祷告我们的神，就是他们的缘故，就派人看守，昼夜防备。犹太人说，围堵尚多，慷慨的人气力以心衰败，说我们不能建造城墙。好，为什么我们在建造过程当中不能一帆风顺，总是遇到困难呢？
Why we keep facing the problems with an unstoppable difficulties on the way?
你以为人生完全都没有困难，一定是很好吗？
Do you think that life is without trouble?
没有经历狂风暴雨的洗礼，就不能够成为那屹立不摇的大树。
If there's no storm, you won't find unshakable trees.
那可能只是温室里的花朵，经不起任何的考验。
You're just like a flower living in the greenhouse.
其实当我们能够克服困难之后，我们会发现，其实困难并不可怕。可怕的是我们的信心、意志、勇气都被困难击垮了。
The most amazing thing is, the problem is not how weak, it's not how we can overcome the problem. It's your decisive mind and your mindset and also your desire to overcome. That is much more important.
倘若我们以正面的态度来看待困难，说不定这些困难反而可以成为我们的帮助与祝福。
If we look at the trouble in different perspective, that can become the blessing to us.
使我们更加坚强，能更多的成长，以至于我们可以肩负更大的使命。
So we can be strengthened, be encouraged, and we can do the greater things.
好，所以接下来我们要来正面来看待困难。从这段经文，我们发现这些困难基本来自三方面。
So we want to look at the difficulties from a positive perspective.
第一个是仇敌多方的攻击。
The first thing is a various attack from the enemy.
这个第八节来讲，大家同谋要来攻击耶路撒冷，使城软弱。
So verse 8 here is that they all plot together to come and fight against Jerusalem and stir up the trouble against it.
当时有反对犹太人重建城墙这些外邦的这些敌人呢，同谋要攻击，千方百计要阻止他们成功建造。
So there are people from the outside, they plot together to come and fight, and then they want to stop the plan to rebuild this temple of Jerusalem.
事实上从建造的第一天开始直到最后一天，这一股反对势力从来没有停止过的，一直都是如此。
Actually, from the very beginning until the end, this group of people, they keep planning to fight to stop what they want to do.
就算有身为省长的犹太人尼西米全力背后推动，但是反对势力仍然不断。
Even they have a great leader like a Nehemiah to lead them to accomplish this plan, but the attack is still going on.
你想要这样的状况跟我们教会是不是也很类似？
You can see the similarity between in this case and our church.
你想我们教会过去借着创堂牧师以及一群弟兄姐妹早期辛苦经营，经过一番努力之后，总算成功立案，登记为南城县华人浸信会。
You can see how our church, South Orange County Chinese Community Baptist Church, been established by the founder pastor as well as all the brothers and sisters. They come together to until our church are being established, and we have a.
在经历种种困难挑战之下，后来也成功，也买下属于我们自己的会堂，就在这里。
So after a long, long process, finally we got this building.
并且发展到今天的规模，我们还有能力借给别的教会。
Until that we have ability to rent this place to other.
同时，神也今天感动你我来到这里，继续接棒，要来建造下去。
And God continue to use the brothers and sisters like you and me to serve in this church.
然而，你也会发现，好像我们也在面对一股反对势力。
But at the same time, we also faced opposite a force.The opponents.
好像教会从建立或是从你来的第一天，好像直到如今，仇敌的攻击是没有停止的。
The attack from the enemy is never stopped from the very, very beginning until now.
好，同不同意
？Do you agree?
好，请注意哦，仇敌不是那些反对你的人，而是那些拦阻你事工完成你上帝事工的撒旦。
It's not about the people who attack you.The main enemy actually is how they plot to stop the plan of God.
所以当你被反对的时候，或是人阻止你的时候啊，你不是说啊，那就是我的敌人，那就是仇敌，不要这样理解哈。
So don't assume that when you were opposed by someone and then you point on him or her is your enemy.
今天教会所面对来自许多的困难，其实。很多都是来自仇敌撒旦多方的攻击，使教会出现一些破口。
So most of the trouble in the church come from Satan, because Satan wants to create a gap in the church so that there's no and division will happen.
这破口就仿佛城墙倒塌了，所以我们就需要立志来重建修补这个城墙。
Gap is just like it's the main cause of the destruction of the temple or the church.So we have to fill the gap and close the gap.
好，当众弟兄姐妹他们我们一起用心要来修造这个墙墙的时候，哇，撒旦也在千方百计来阻止我们成功的建造。
So as you are planning to build the church, at the same time, the enemy, which is Satan, is always coming around to attack the plan.
就算我们当中有再多再优秀的同工，哈，再能干的弟兄姐妹，撒旦也不会停止他的攻击。
Even though we have very talented and very good committed co-workers and brothers and sisters, but the enemy never stopped to attack.
其实面对仇敌攻击，我们一点都不足为奇，因为他从过去到现在都一直在破坏教会。
It's not surprising that the Satan keep attacking the church because from the very beginning he already meant to do it.
而且以后也会继续如此，所以不要被他吓坏了，反而要更敏锐来试穿他的诡计。
He will continue to do it, but only things that we can do is we need to be alert of enemy attack from Satan.
好，第二个困难的来源是建造工程的浩大。
The second source of difficulty is the construction is so overloaded.Is overload of the construction.
第二个困难来自建造工程的本身啊，圣经讲灰土尚多。
The passage said there's so much trouble, so this overload of the construction.
以至于让当时的百姓亲自体会到这种建造工程的难度是超乎他们可以来驾驭的。
So the people at that time they feel how overload the construction is.
他们觉得要清理这些的灰土太多了，这个工作量太大了，他们做不完呐、啊。
They almost want to give up because there's so much rubble, and that really create the is a tiring job to them.
请问真的是这样吗
？Is this really the case? The workload is too much.
其实以他们建造52天完成的这个完工的速度来推算，比起之前他们是用20年来重建圣殿啊，所以其实真正的工作量并不算大。
Actually, the workload is not that much compared to the last building which they spent 20 years to build, but this one only 52 days.Comparing to the last one, construction, that actually is not a big deal.
那问题来了，为什么这些人会看见困难这么大，甚至要放弃了呢？
Why they see the problem so large until they want to give up? Why?
那是因为这些建造者他失去了完整的城墙的意向，而没有长远的愿景跟眼光。
The reason is that they lost a complete picture or vision of the world without long-term plan and vision.
这种情况就好像我们从前的年代，你如果生小孩，那个婴儿尿片都要用手洗，是不是？
It's just like in the olden times when you try to wash the pampers of babies.
一个 小婴孩出生，每天可能换十五六条尿片啊，可能那么多啊。
So you need to wash like 50 to 16 pampers of the baby a day.
那我们从来没有，你看过去的母亲真是伟大，他就这样做啊。
So you can see how great our mom is in the olden times.
而且你看以前的孩子不是生一个的。
So at that time,
都生几个。
Yeah, they all normally have more than
六个。
They have six.
你才六个哦，你还好意思讲？你知道我爸爸有十个兄弟姐妹啊？
So you know that my
有没有超过十个的？
I have 10 siblings.
有没有超过十个？
Do you have more than 10 siblings?
那是怎么过来的？你有听过他们埋怨吗？
So have you ever seen how they grown?
哇，我们只有生一个、两个，哇，我就没有变，哇，就在那里说，哈，这多苦啊，多苦啊，哈。
So we only have one and two, but we already grown and complain.
你想，我们来想象一下，假设一个妈妈生了一个婴孩，然后每天就想着说，哇，我要洗那么多的尿片，哇，好，就不生气，反正说啊，太脏了，太麻烦，太乱了，好，我再也做不下去了。
So you can see, you can imagine when the moms have many babies and they have to wash a pampers maybe 10 or 15, so messy, so dirty, yeah, so troublesome. So
请问当这位妈妈说这样的话的时候，她失去什么？
So when you heard mom saying or complaining how much pampers she needs to wash?
她失去了一个愿景，她失去了伴随孩子长大，她未来这个引导孩子成功步入这个世界的一个乐趣，也失去担任母亲角色的成就感。
For if she groom or she complain, actually she missed the point. The point was she missed the plan how to bring out the child and also the vision how to see this child will be the one useful in the society in the future.
因为那位母亲只看见灰土尚多的困难。
Because the mother only see there's so much rubble.
那我们来看今天我们所看见的困难是什么呢？
So today, let me come back. What kind of difficulties that we're facing today?
我们所看见是也是灰土上多的困难，还是克服困难背后所带来的成长与祝福呢？
Are we seeing the rubble or are we seeing the blessing behind the difficulties?
好，最后一个是困难的来源是个人力量的有限。
The last source of difficulty is a limitation.
第十节说，抬扛抬的人力气已经衰败。
Verse 10 said the strength of the laborers is giving out.
对于完成建造的这种期待，的确是一个很扫兴的一幕。
It's actually a depressing moment. When they expect to rebuild this temple.
不过我们必须要承认，人实在是有限的。
But we really need to acknowledge we as a human being is so limited.
我们不像万能的神一样，或是强大力量强大的超人，我们的确有我们人的极限与软弱。
We have our own limitation, not like our God who is so great and mighty.
但我们要明白，为什么我们力量会衰败呢？
We have to understand why our strength can be limited.
营养不良没饭吃吗？
It's because insufficient is malnutritious.
所以就没有体力。
Because of a lack of eating that we have no strength.
我相信不是的。
That's not the case.
我记得我以前的神学的同学。
I remember my seminary friends.
然后呢，他就回到家里说：“我那个毕业论文、那个博士论文写不出来啊，那个写不出来，一个字都写不出来。
”He cannot finish up his dissertation.
然后就是啊，真的一个今天一个字都写不出来。
So he couldn't even write a single word.
然后他儿子就跑过来说：“爸爸，爸爸，就拿一支笔给他，换一支笔。
”And then his child came over and said, "Dad.Let me give you another pen."
我们知道写不出来不是因为那笔的缘故吗？
We know that it's not because of what pen are you using that you cannot
write. 为什么我们力量会衰败呢？
Why our strength can be limited?
我认为不是因为人外在的这个体力的问题，乃是因为人内心里面的问题。
It's not about a physical strength. It's about your innermost being.
我相信圣经中也记载过许多神所重用的仆人，就算他们再伟大，也都没有十全十美。
So we know that there's no perfect, even in the Bible, most of the biblical figures, no matter how big they are, they're all imperfect.
他们也都曾遭遇过那种类似的软弱、无力感。
They also experience a helplessness and also a depressing moment.
例如这个连勇敢挑战外邦众先知求与成功的先知谁？以利亚，都曾软弱到向神求死，不想活了。
Those include the prophet Elijah, who asked for the rain and fight over the yeah.
那你请问，假如我们处在软弱无力的光景，我相信也是正常的。
So it is normal for us as a human being too.
所以你跟我，我们有时候会感觉到软弱无力，我们不用大惊小怪。
So it's not surprising if you feel helpless.Sometimes, because we're all human beings.
不过这种意念想法不能持续太久。
But this kind of thought or mindset cannot last longer.
如果你一直在处在这种软弱无力的光景，那就不正常了。你需要看医生。
So you need to see doctor if you continue to saturate yourself with this kind of mindset.
你要知道一件事情，承认或明白个人有限的软弱或软弱的目的呢，乃是要为了。能够经历更多神的无限与大能。
So the purpose of acknowledging your personal weakness actually is to experience more of the presence and the power of God.
这样你才能够重新得力。
So you can be restrained, regain the strength.
这就是为什么保罗他喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力可以覆庇他。
This is why our apostle Paul boasts.Of his weakness, in order the grace of God can be sufficient in him.
接下来呢，我们除了认识、知道困难的这个来源，我们也要知道排除困难的方法。
As not only we know the source of the problems, but we know what's the methodology, what's the method to remove the difficulties.
好，让我们一起来共读第十四节。
Let's read the verse 14.
行。
After I looked this over, I stood up and said to the nobles of the people, "Don't be afraid of them. You may all turn with great and awesome, and fight for your family, your sons and daughters, your wife and your homes."
好，同样有三个方法。第一个要不怕仇敌的攻击，也就是要克服心理恐惧。
So, first thing is overcome the inner fear, not be afraid of enemy attack.
十四节一开始就说不要怕他们，这是尼希米对百姓的精神鼓励。
This is the prophet Nehemiah's.To the people of Israel, he said, "Don't be afraid of them."
你注意看第十节，百姓已经失望的宣告说，我们不能再建造城墙了。
You see, the verse 10, the people of Israel said, "We want to give up. We don't want to build this wall of Jerusalem."
所谓哀莫大于什么心死。
So sadness is greater than dying heart.
可见他们似乎要绝望放弃。但是为什么后来会出现这么大的转变，使百姓可以重新恢复信心来完成任务呢？
So why is the turning point from being want to from wanting to give up until now they want to continue this plan?
So, 首先就是让他们克服他们心里的恐惧，
First,
除去内心的惧怕。
So they overcome the inner fear.
当困难来临的时候，其实百姓他心理防线已经被攻破了，所以就决定他们要放弃。
So actually, it's because they fear over this construction, so they want to give up.
但是身为领袖的尼希米，他没有放弃。
But as a leader, Nehemiah, he never gave up.
他把百姓召聚在一起，鼓励他们要勇敢起来，不要惧怕敌人。
He gathered people of Israel and encouraged them, stand up and fight against the problems.
当他们内心重新被振作起来之后，困难就不再是困难了。
When their heart being chilled up and stirred up, the difficulties are no more difficulty.
同样的，我们不一定是教会的领袖，但是我们都同意，我们都必须要彼此鼓励，提振士气的重要。
So we are not the leaders, but we as brothers and sisters in this community, we encourage each other to stir other people up.
所以我们也需要经常的鼓励别人，振作他人的志气，使他们也可以克服他们内心的恐惧。
So that we have to encourage other people, we stir up other people, cheer other people to overcome the problems.
当心中的恐惧被克服了，所有的困难也就能够迎刃而解了。
When your inner fear being overcome, you can face the difficulty.
第二个方法是要经历上帝的大能，也就是要纪念神大而可畏。
The second thing is we need to experience God's power. Remember, the Lord is great and He is awesome.
第十四节接下来说，当纪念主你是大而可畏。这句话的意思就是说，你要把焦点放在神身上，而不是在我们自己的身上。
So verse 14 said, "Remember the Lord who is great and awesome." So the lesson here is we need to focus on God, but not on ourselves.
假如你把焦点放在自己身上的时候，你会发现说，你会越看越讨厌，越看越没用，越看越失败。
So if you put your focus on yourself, you will see yourself weaker and weaker.
然而当你把你的焦点转眼仰望耶稣之后，你会发现这些的困难或是这些的问题对神来说根本不是问题，根本不是困难。
But when you turn your eyes toward Jesus, you won't see the problems as much as before.
请注意哦，我们刚刚所读的这段圣经并没有记载说他们用什么方法来改变整个局势，没有啊。
They don't really, actually don't really come up with a plan how to overcome difficulties. If you look at the passage, clear.
但是当这句话他们写下说，当纪念神是大而可畏的之后呢，你看他们忽然间就力量充沛，就可以起来征战了。
But you see after this verse, remember the Lord is great and awesome, and they come out and they believe out, and then they rise up to continue the task.
为什么呢？他也没有吃那个大力水手的那个菠菜啊，啊怎么会变这样
？They don't even eat the spinach of that pie, but they regain the strength and continue the work.
当然，圣经有记载，他说神破坏仇敌的计谋，这是一个事实，在第十五节。
Definitely, verse 15 is said the enemy plots is still going on.
但是其实更重要的是他们的信心，也就是他们借着纪念神。数算神回顾神大能的作为就被激励起来了，相信神是在掌权的。
Because they remember God is still reigning, is still sovereign, because they remember, recall back how this mighty God is working among them in the past, now and in the future.
这就是为什么旧约圣经一再提醒以色列民要纪念神的作为。
That's why the Bible always record the people of Israel to rememberHow much God already been doing among these people?
要他们去思想当年神是如何借着摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及。
Recall back how the people of Israel being led by the Moses.
当他们回顾或一再重述当时他们先祖所经历这些神迹奇事，他们的信心就被激励起来了。
And the faith being stirred up after remembering how much God had already been done to lead them out of Egypt.
同样，今天我们也要经常纪念神，数算神的恩典。
So we need to recall back God's grace, count the grace of God.
在我们过去的岁月当中，如何经历他的保守啊？过去带领过去的道路。
Remember God's grace and count His blessing, how He led us through all these years.
使我们得到信心跟勇气。
So that we can regain that strength and faith and courage.
相信神同样也可以继续保守带领我们前面的道路。
And then we believe God still in control to lead our path and journey toward the future.
这样困难就可以被排除了。
So our difficulty can be removed.
好，最后一个的方法，排除困难方法，
是要负起
个人责任。
Is to take up your own responsibility.
第十四节下半节说，你要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战。
Verse 14 said, you need to fight for your family, your sons and daughters, your wife and your homes.
原来我们活着不是只自私的只为自己活，我们还有其他的使命。
We're not living for ourselves, but we have a responsibility living for other people.
就是为我们的弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产来征战。
So we have other mission in life. We fight for our family, our son and daughter, our wife and our homes.
这是我们对于他人的责任，这更是我们克服困难的动力。
Due to our responsibility, our responsibility for other people, we face these difficulties.
可以起来保护家人，守护家园。
Take up the responsibility, and then we fight for our whole family, wife and daughter, son and daughter. We fight for them.
你自己的家庭都不在乎，你会羞？别人会在乎你吗
？If you don't really care about your home, how much you care less to other people outside?
过去我经常提醒各位，我们的存在是对其他人有责任的。
Our existence in this world is to have the responsibility for other people.
那特别是你自己的家人啊。
Especially your family members.
我不知道你同不同意。
I don't know whether you agree or not.
什么是一个成熟的男人
？How do you count as a mature? This is mature man.
我常对那些年轻人哈，年轻人讲说，你要长大成熟，不是你的体格啊。
So most of the time, advise the young people, it's not because your physical size that determine your maturity.
也不是当你考上驾照。
It's not that you already passed your driving license.
我知道有人刚刚考上驾照。
I know you somebody of you already got a driving license.
也不是找到女朋友。
It's not that you already got your girlfriend.
而是什么？当他觉得他已经有责任来保护他家人的时候，那才是他真正长大与成熟了。
The only measure that you are the mature man is you are able to take up responsibility to take care of your family.
同不同意
？Do you agree?
同样，我相信我们要克服困难，千万不要只想到自己。
So if you want to overcome difficulties, don't think about yourself.
而是你要拥有一个成熟的责任感，来捍卫你周围、你的亲人、你的家人。
You need to have a sense of responsibility to take care to protect your family around you.
你就可以不计一切代价，全力以赴赢得胜利。
You will take out all the costs and the prices.
于是你的困难就能够被克服了。
To overcome the problems, only at that point you can overcome that.
我们教会这个大家庭也是一样的。
The same thing to our this church as a community.
需要有责任感的人来捍卫，不容许外人来分裂或是丑化我们。
So we need someone who are responsible to come out, to rise up.To defend this church from being attacked from people outside or enemy from outside of Satan.
虽然我们教会不完美，但是我希望我们的教会是团结的。
So even though our church is not perfect, but only things I ask for is we can be united.
那就需要更多有成熟的、有责任感的人要起来。
And that needs a lot of responsible men and ladies.
最后是排除困难的结果。
Now is the result
节
of the outcome of removing the
difficulties.
Well, I heard that we were aware of the plot and the God have frustrated
us. We
all
need
to do the law, each to our own work.
好，根据这段经节，我看见有三个结果。第一个结果是撒旦计谋无法得逞。
According to this passage, we can see three results of overcoming the difficulties. The first one is Satan's scheme cannot succeed.
这里看到仇敌，因为我们知道他们的心意。
Here we, this verse said, enemies heard that we were aware of their plot.
所以排除困难的目的其实并不是为了证明自己有能力，说我可以达到。
It's not to testify yourself. You are great. You can overcome the problem. That is not the purpose.
它至少有几个不同的层面。
Okay, we can see the different levels.
首先就是能够看见反对势力的瓦解，敌人计谋无法得逞，这就是我们的胜利。
So the first victory is that we can see the plot of the enemy cannot succeed.
这也是排除困难之后的必然结果。
That's also the inevitable result or outcome of eliminating the difficulties.
因为从十五节之后，我们看见这些反对的这些仇敌，他们就退缩了，他们破坏的计谋不能达成了，于是他们的困难就被克 克服了，这就是他们的胜利。
So this is their victory. After verse 15 onward, you will see how the enemy being attacked and being attacked, and then this enemy they retreat and escape or they.
同样的，今天撒旦迫害教会的计谋仍在进行。
Even though the Satan still continue to attacking the church.
他为了破坏教会，他可以处心积虑，不择手段。
He can use a different scheme to divide the church.
他用尽各种狡猾的手段来得逞，但是我们千万不能中计。
He use many means or crafty scheme to attack the church, but we cannot let the enemy take over.
我们反而要认清他的作为啊，当他要来破坏你的个人、破坏你的家庭、破坏你的教会时的这个计谋无法得逞，那就是你的胜利了。
We need to be very discerning in seeing how this enemy of the church attacking the church, so that we can reign supreme.
第二个结果是上帝大能得以彰显。
The second point is the power of God can be revealed.
啊，十五节接下来说，见神也破坏他们的计谋。
So 15 years said God had frustrated it.
好，当困难被克服了。有些时候我们以为是我们骄傲啊，我们真是了不起。
So when we overcome the difficulties, the first thing normally we would boast how great I am to overcome this.
啊，事实上我们都知道他们没有做什么。
But as a matter of fact, we can see nothing these people of Israel have done.
是上帝的大能彰显出来。
This is the mighty power of the God, the awesome God.
所以我们当你如果骄傲的以为是你自己了不起。我相信我们常讲一句话，当你自以为了不起，那就是你可能要起不了了。
So if you think you are great, actually you're not.
所以要知道，那真正了不起的乃是我们的神。
But actually the mightiest one is our God.
我们可以亲自见证，可以看见成就大事是乃是神。
The one who accomplished the great thing is God himself.
如同当年百姓可以看见神如何破坏敌人的计谋，可以亲自经历上帝的大能，可以亲身体验他们所信靠的神何等伟大。
So from the past you can experience how God has been doing among these people, how great things he has done. Once you recall back and remember all this that God has done, you regain your faith and strength.
当上帝的大能可以被彰显出来，使他们的信心可以被激励，我想这就是排除困难最大的得着了。
So if we can experience the power of God and his greatness firsthand so that our faith can be greatly stimulated, is our best game of removing the difficulties.
于是这个结果是我们所看见的不再是困难本身，而是上帝的伟大。
So we're not seeing the problem, but we see the greatness of God.
今天虽然我们所面对的困难很大，这是事实，我们不需要否认。
This is reality that our difficulty is great behind before us.
每一个人都有，每个人都有不同的困难，不同的难处。
We have different difficulties. Everybody.
不需要去否认，但是另外一个事实我们要了解，那就是神比一切的困难。
This is undeniable. We face a reality, but much more than that is God is greater than our difficulties.
这正是神要让我们透过遭遇困难的机会来经历上帝仍在掌权。
That is an opportunity that God used this difficulty for us to experience that God still sovereign. He's everything still in His control.
最后一个的结果是功能恢复，可以各尽其职。
The last result is function recover and everyone does its job.
所以当十五节最后他讲到，我们都回到城墙那里去，各做什么？各的工。
So 15 years said they all returned to the wall, each to our.
所以排除困难的结果不是雨过天晴、谷庆甘来，好像说童话故事当中讲到，从此之后。白雪公主与白马王子过着快乐的日子。
It's not like in the fairy tales, like the Snow White and the Prince of Charming, you live happy ever after. So that is actually is not main focus of the outcome of removing the difficulties.
仿佛我们这个排除困难之后，人生再不会有烦恼。是这样子吗
？It's not that we can live ever after happily.After removing the difficulties,
事实上，它更大的意义乃是可以恢复正常功能，各做各的工，也就是各尽其职。
Actually, the much more better than that is you can go back to your own capacity, your own role of job.
假设我们今天生病，我们去看医生。
Just like we are sick and then you go to see the doctor.
我们告诉医生说，我这里不舒服，那里不舒服。
And we say to the doctor, which part of our body is not
healed. 那医生经过这些诊断，最后发现说，你的这个血管堵塞造成了。
So after
心脏血管堵塞了，造成
了，
医生不舒服。
So after the diagnosis and doctor tells you you have a blood clot.
所以医生告诉你要做一个小手术，做一个搭架桥，来改善这个问题。
So you need to do the bypass surgery to overcome this stent.
好 ，OK， 好，那之后你就是想我要不要听医生？好，我还是听医生的建议。最后医生就做了这个小手术了。
So we have to listen to the doctor's advice, and then I have to do this surgery.
那后来医生就告诉你，恭喜你，这个手术非常成功。
And then the doctor, congratulations, your surgery is successful.
是不是说你从此就上天堂？就不用再有不用痛苦，不用有眼泪悲伤了。
Does that mean that every after you live happily and no more sorrow, no more pain, no more tears?
不会吧？他告诉你是恭喜你手术成功的意思，就是你的身体功能恢复正常了。
When you say congratulations, it means that all the function of body back to the normal.
同样的，我们克服困难的概念也是如此。
Same thing with the concept of overcoming difficulties.
真正的克服困难，乃是让我们发挥正常的功能，让我们的人生可以正常的运转。
So the result of overcoming difficulty is we can recover back our role.Our position of
教会发生发挥正常功能，各尽其职，这就是健康嘛。
So for a healthy church, is everybody can find his role and back to his proper function.
Yeah, 所以我过去也常讲，教会健康，我们自然就会复兴成长了。
So when the church is healthy, we can grow.
所以我们来总结一下这个困难。
So let us conclude these difficulties.
这个对不起，这个还有一个就是第三个第三个是
third point here function.
好，总结这个困难哈，对不起哈。
Let us conclude our difficulties today.
所以它的来源，神有三种来源，一个是仇敌，一个环境，一个个人。
So we have resources, enemy, circumstances, and individuals.
第二个是方式，怎么样？是借着破坏、攻击的方式，借着能力受限，借着软弱灰心软弱。
So what's the method of attack? Is one is attack and destroy, and the limitation of ability.
那这个困难发生的时机呢，也有三种：随时的，或是经常的。或是偶尔的。
It can happen anytime, often or sometimes.
那这时候我们要排除这困难，我们焦点我们要放在第一个是撒旦，第二个是上帝，第三是自己。
The focus here is Satan, God, and self.
那我们要克服的这个过程第一个是不要惧怕，第二个是信心，用信心仰望，最后是要负起责任。
So in the process, what we need to do is don't be afraid.Faith toward God and taking on responsibility.
最后的结果是这个排除困难的结果呢？是第一个是计谋无法得逞，第二是经历上帝大能，第三是恢复正常功能。
So the results are Satan's scheme cannot succeed, experience God's power, and restoring to normal functions.
好，最后我相信我们每个人都会遭遇困难。
We all acknowledge we everybody here face problems.
但我更相信，我们都如果我们要讲困难的话，每个人都可以讲一大堆困难。
So when we talk about our problems, everybody will tell a ton of the problems.
每个来牧师也是道了一大堆的这个困难，而且这当然这是好的，我也可以为你祷告，
so、
我很愿意。
So people will come to the pastor and pour out and voice out tons of problems.
但是我们可以知道，其实这些困难有些是来自反对势力，这个撒旦的工作，有些是来自工作环境，但也有是来自你个人的。这个挣扎。
So we know this difficulty might come from Satan, might come from the circumstances, it might also from your individual problems.
那我们想想，我们教会有没有困难
？So we think about do our church face the same face difficulties?
教会也会遭遇很多困难。
Indeed, Churches also face difficulties.
我们推动任何的事工，我们都会遭遇重重的困难。
No matter how in carry out the plan, we also encounter difficulties.
那现在我们有牧师带领都有困难了，以后啊没有牧师，那岂不是更困难
？So why do we have the pastor? We face difficulties. Same thing will happen without the pastor.
但是请不要害怕。
But don't be afraid.
因为我们知道困难并不完全是坏事。
Because we know difficulty is not bad things.
尤其当我们可以排除困难之后，会发现这些困难反倒可以让我们信心更加坚强，生命更加茁壮，可以带给我们祝福的。
So our life can be strengthened, and we can be encouraged, experience God's power from the opportunity that God gave us whenever we face the difficulties.
因此我们要为我们所遭遇的这些患难逆境苦情难处或是伪装的祝福来感恩，不要轻易就被这些困难打倒。
So we need to give thanks for all the opportunities that God gave us for every test, problems, troubles, difficulties and obstacles.
要坚定的相信再大的困难神一定会保守我们带领我们得胜。
We just all believe that no matter how great difficulties we encounter, God will keep us and lead us to victory.
让我们一起勇敢的来排除困难，在我们人生当中来靠神得力，你们说好不好？
Is that good that we come together and be encouraged and to face the difficulties?
让我们一起起立来唱这首回应诗歌，坚定相信。
We sing this song, keep on believing.